Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really important lined up for you. Absolutely, we're diving into YouTube thumbnail mistakes and how to fix them using AI. It's a game changer, right? For sure. You know, I've seen so many creators struggle with their thumbnails. It's almost like the thumbnail is the unsung hero of a video. If you mess it up, all that hard work can go to waste. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. I can't believe how much effort goes into just that little image. Right? Let's start with why these mistakes matter so much. Your thumbnail is essentially the front door to your content. If that door looks broken or confusing, nobody's going to walk in to see what's inside. So it's like if you have a great video, but a lousy thumbnail, it's just not going to perform. Exactly. Research shows that 90% of top-performing videos use custom thumbnails, and a well-designed thumbnail can boost your click-through rate by up to 70%. That's huge. That's staggering. It makes sense, though. If the thumbnail's eye-catching, people are way more likely to click on it. Absolutely. Now let's break down some of the biggest thumbnail mistakes creators make. For instance, many new creators get the dimensions wrong. Wait, so what are the right dimensions? The ideal size is 1280 by 720 pixels with a 69 aspect ratio. That's crucial, because if you don't get it right, you could end up with a blurry or pixelated image. Oh no, I can totally see how that would happen. If you upload a pixelated thumbnail, it's a complete turnoff for viewers. You're spot on. And studies have shown that wrong dimensions can lead to a 30 to 50% lower click-through rate on mobile devices. Think about how many people watch on their phones. Wow, that's a lot of potential views lost over a simple mistake. What's another common error? Alex, another big one is using text that's impossible to read. Many creators, especially those with graphic design backgrounds, go overboard with fancy fonts and complex designs. Right. But on a small phone screen, that could look like total gibberish. Exactly. You want your text to be bold and easy to read. A good rule of thumb is to keep it to 3 to 5 words maximum. Oh, so that's why. I always see those big, bold letters in thumbnails. Yep. And speaking of emotions, thumbnails need that emotional hook. You want viewers to feel something, curiosity, excitement, even surprise. That makes sense. If someone's just staring at a neutral face, they're less likely to click. But if they see a strong expression, who wouldn't want to know more? Right. Strong emotions grab attention. But here's another crucial point. A lot of creators just upload a thumbnail and forget about it. They don't test different options. Seriously? You'd think testing would be common sense. You'd be surprised. The top performers are constantly testing their thumbnails to see what works. YouTube even has built-in A/B testing now. Oh, that sounds super helpful. So you can try out different thumbnails on the same video? Exactly. You can see which design resonates better with your audience. It's an invaluable tool. Okay, so we've talked about common mistakes. What's the good news? How can AI help creators with their thumbnails? Great question. Many professional creators are starting to integrate AI into their workflows for thumbnail generation. It can save so much time. Like, how does that even work? Well, tools like Canva have AI features that can suggest templates based on YouTube's best practices. Plus, you can use AI tools to analyze your thumbnails for things like low contrast or cluttered designs. So it's like having a personal assistant for thumbnails. Exactly. But remember, while AI can do a lot, it can't replace your creative instinct. You still need to make those important decisions about the content and emotional messaging. That's such a good point. It's like using AI as a tool, not a crutch. You got it. So let's wrap this up with a quick step-by-step workflow for fixing thumbnail problems. All right, hit me with it. Step one, audit your current thumbnails. Check your CTR for your last 10 videos and identify patterns. That sounds straightforward enough. Step 2, create a master template in Canva or Photoshop. Make sure it's the right size and set guides for safe zones. Good thinking. What's next? Step 3, choose your focal point. Always aim for a clear, expressive face or a strong object. So keep it simple, got it? Exactly. Step 4. Add your text strategically. Big, bold, and concise. Less is more. Step 5. Simplify and test your thumbnails. Remove anything that doesn't add value. Oh, and use AI tools to polish everything up. Right? Finally, A/B test your designs to see what your audience responds to. Wow, that's a solid game plan. So, what's our takeaway here? Thumbnails aren't just decoration. They're your first impression. Make them count. Great advice, Alex. Thanks for breaking this down for us. My pleasure. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.